Here again we have today a saint who is a most wonderful saint, but we see in his life how God chooses the humble things to do great works. We refer to him as a shepherd. Si diligis me, Simon Petre, pasce oves meas. If you love me, Simon Peter, feed my lambs, feed my flock. Those are the words of today's introit applied to Pope Pius V. And he actually was a shepherd. I mean, even before he was elected Pope of the Church and become the supreme shepherd, he was a shepherd boy when he was growing up, tending to his relatives' flock of sheep. And he reminds me a little bit of King David in the Old Testament, when he had this great battle, a war to fight, really, against the enemy of the church, really, against the Jewish temple at that time. And King David wanders in as the Israelites were on one hill and the Philistines nearby. And every day, remember how the story goes, Goliath would come out and challenge just one man from the Jewish army, from the army of God, to come out and fight. And not a man of the Israelites had the courage to accept his challenge. Until one day, enter King David. He comes in, a little shepherd boy. He comes onto the scene and he says to the general of the army, he says, who is this man that dares to challenge the army of God and dares to speak against it? And then he continues, I will go out. And so King Saul puts on the armor, the military armor for King David to go over and fight. But the armor is just too big, too bulky, and too heavy for him to carry and to fight. So he takes it off in the end, and he goes over with those five stones. Remember that they symbolize the five wounds of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he goes and he slings them and slays Goliath. Well, it is a perfect, it's almost analogous to Pius V and Lepanto, again, and the Rosary. Because remember how they used to count their Hail Marys in the ancient church? They would take stones and they would put them then in their lap, and that's how they would count their Hail Marys and their different prayers, just like the stones of David. Now, the Catholics, for as long as we can remember, have been hurling stones at our enemies, at the demons. And it is no different here in Lepanto, when one of the greatest enemies of the church rose up against her and threatened all of Christian civilization at the same time, the Muslims. And the Christians were well outnumbered in this battle, as you remember from history. And yet, what did Pius V do? Sure, he raised an army to go out and fight. But what really won the battle, what won the day and what won the century, really, was he told all Christians, pick up your stones and cast them at the enemy. Take up your rosaries and pray them. And so they did. The whole Christian world picked up their rosaries. Even the men on the ship going off to battle, they held to their greatest weapon that they had, which was the Holy Rosary. And in the end, against all odds, the Catholics came out on top. They had defeated the Muslim army and won the day. Our whole life long, really, is a battle. It's a war against principalities and against all sorts of demons. And we have to remember that. They are much more powerful than we are, just as the Muslims were more powerful than they and Goliath more powerful than David. The demons are more powerful than us. But yet, we have our stones, our rosary beads to hold on to, and in all temptations and in all discouragement, whatever it may be, we cast another stone at the forehead of the enemy and bring him down, just as King David did and as Pius V did. One of the most beautiful quotes, though, about speaking of the rosary, and I don't know it verbatim, but it is essentially this, by St. Louis de Montfort. He said that Our Lady will most certainly save all who pray the rosary. And he then says, this is a statement that I would most gladly sign with my blood. From a saint, from one of the greatest saints of the Catholic Church. So hold on to your rosary. And always remember, too, that scene. I like to imagine this scene on the Sistine Chapel, where Our Lady's got hold of one end of the rosary. She's seated on her throne in heaven. She's got hold of one end, and it's sort of dangling down. And on the other end is a soul who's got a hold of the other end. And Our Lady is slowly and gradually pulling up this soul from earth into heaven. And that's the rosary. That's exactly what it does. After the Mass and after the Divine Office, it is the most powerful prayer that we have. So hold on to it. Remember, whenever the enemy shows his ugly head again, cast a stone at him. Your Hail Marys. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.